Hello, everybody.
Hello. This is Trisha and Marcus Draper from The Messengers.
Apparently disheveled.
I guess so. But we would like to welcome you today to the program. And here to start you out right is our favorite broadcast for our show song.
Oh, wow. I know where you're going with that one.
I didn't either.
So without further ado, we'll get this started.
All right.
Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers.
We've been given a call, been forgiven, risen, we living and give them our all. Rise up from your past that's holding you down. This moment is all that matters, the future is now. How will the people know if we don't tell them? If we fail them, they stumbling in the dark, but the light is what we carry, yeah. Don't have to wonder your purpose or what you here for. Reflect his image and show the world what he cares for. And I know it's all right, 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 you know, and you know. It's your lie, 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 and we know the time's running out. Can't wait around, cause
sorry.
That was our favorite broadcast.
Yeah. Song. We don't need to go through that again. Yeah. So you can tell we're live on the air, actually. We're not made up people. We're not robots.
And just to prove it is May 2nd, 2015. Mm-hmm. And this, of course, is the Messengers Radio program on uturnradio.org.
Yes.
Make sure you don't put .com. That's a completely different secular website.
Yeah, strange website. It's rather odd. Actually, we have a couple prayer requests first that we just want to get started on. We have mm-hmm. a friend who is living here in Bridgeport, yep. Texas. This is just a personal one. There's a lady that is homeless right now, doesn't have a place to stay. She's a really young lady, about 27 or 28, and she's really just looking for a place for tonight or the next few days. So anyway, if you would be in prayer about that, or if you are in this area and you know of just someone with an extra room or just something for tonight or, you know, maybe tomorrow night, I don't know, but,
Hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Go to our website, themessengersradio.com, click on contact us, and you can send us an email directly right there.
Yeah.
It'll come to both Trisha and myself.
We will get that. So yeah. if you don't have a room or anything, just pray about this young lady. Her name is Tiffany, and she needs help from the Lord right now. So we'll just keep her lifted up in prayer.
Amen.
So let's go ahead and jump in. This month, you know, every month we've been taking a certain thing and talking about it. The first month we were on was in January, and we talked about the words of your mouth, and they are very strong and very powerful. So, if you want to go back and hear these archives, they are very, very important, important messages. So we talked in January about the words of your mouth. In February, we talked about trust and faith,
right,
and belief, things like that. We went through each of them and how they were interchangeable but so important. And then in March, we did the Holy Spirit.
Took a long time on that one, didn't
it? Marcus was out to Haiti mm-hmm. for 2 weeks. And so we just kind of had a beginning and then
right.
an end. We kind of wrapped it up.
But it was important. Every aspect we talked about with the Holy Spirit was important.
Yes.
And, you know, I encourage you, if you did not hear any of those, go back and listen to them. Every time before we go on the air, we pray that if people are listening live or if people are listening on the archive,
mm-hmm.
That it touches them. We make sure that we ask God that, you know, we say, you know, let our words be anything that we have in our own agenda mm-hmm. or our own words to be pushed off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite the Holy Spirit in. We want these words to be life life-bringing, life-giving. Yes. We want to make sure that everything that we say, I encourage you, look it up in the Bible.
Yes.
Even if we just say Romans 5:2 or something like that, look it up. If we don't tell you what it means, look it up. Let it get into your heart. Let it get into your spirit.
Let it soak in.
Yeah. Amen.
So yes. So we did a recap last week of kind of the Holy Spirit and it's been wonderful. It's really been amazing. We've been so blessed because during those prayer times, we just ask that the Holy Spirit gives us the words to say. And he's told me this before. If he can tell us the words to say, but unless we open our mouths and say them, nothing can happen.
Right.
You know?
It just becomes null and void at that point.
Yeah.
If it doesn't come from him to your lips and out your mouth, then it doesn't do anybody any good.
Right.
You have to put your word, his word, into action.
Yes. Yes. And
that's why it's so important to know the Holy Spirit, to know his voice. It's not going to be an audible voice, but when you get so in tune with him that you know it's him telling you, because it's life-giving, it's life-bringing, it brings life, and it will not cause harm, it will not do anything that is against the word of God.
Yes.
And when you know that, it's just makes it so much easier and better to know these are his words.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So.
And you want to speak the Holy Spirit's words. And because, you know, just like when we said in January, with the words of your mouth, if you do speak God's words, then it is life-bringing and you can edify somebody. But if you speak words that are your own words or other words, you are not, you can actually do harm to people. And we definitely don't want to do that. You know, the words of your mouth are just so important. They just...
Well, they can speak like...
life-giving or life-taking. Yeah, right. Life or death.
I don't remember where I heard it, but they say that your mouth is the most powerful weapon in the world.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
All right.
So, this month, we are going to focus on...
20 minutes into our episode. Finally, this month.
No. This month we are talking about hope. And I found this article on the internet and it had some great information on hope. This is from Jack Wellman from May 26, 2014. And it's called, "What is the Biblical or Christian Definition of Hope?" So what does hope mean to the Christian? How does the Bible define hope? Hope is essential to the believer for joy, so it is crucial to have. So let's look at what hope isn't. Hope is not, "I hope my team wins the Super Bowl," or "I hope I get a raise." Biblical hope is not a hope so, it's a no so.
Did you get that?
That's good.
Seriously, out there, everybody out there, did you get that? It's not a hope so, it's a no so, K-N-O-W.
K-N-O-W, yeah. It isn't wishing for the best. It isn't waiting to see what happens and hope that it turns out well. Hope is not a feeling or emotion. That is a strong statement, because to the world, that's all it is I feel hopeful, you know?
Right.
Anything like that. It's not a feeling or emotion. It's a constant, steady thing, and we'll see that in a minute. Hope is the knowledge of facts. If someone says to you that, "I hope you have a good day," there is no guarantee that the day will go well. To have a biblical hope is to have a sure anchor of the soul, not hoping for rain because the forecast says there's a 60% chance of rain and you hope you will get your garden watered. Kind of like us in Texas right now.
Yeah.
We need the rain. We really need the rain. But that's not what hope is all about.
But I did see on our Wise County Messenger website that this was the third or fourth wettest, it was the third or fourth wettest April on record since 1974.
Wow. That's awesome. We have been getting rain, lots and lots of rain.
But we need more.
Yes. Our lakes are down like 24 feet. But so thank you, Lord, for the rain that we've had. And thank you for the rain that will come. And thank you for the sunshine. Oh, my goodness. Those long days with just dreary, rainy days and no sun, those are not easy. I don't know how people in Seattle do it.
I kind of like those days. You don't have to wear sunglasses outside, though.
Anyway.
So back off this rabbit trail.
Yes. All
right. So we were talking about how you hope that you get your garden watered. Mm-hmm.
That is not hope. Right. That is wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. And it is utterly undependable and has no power to bring anything to pass. Human hope pales in comparison to biblical hope, as we shall read.
Absolutely.
So let's find a Christian's definition of hope. A Christian's definition of hope is far superior to that of the world. Instead of wishing or hoping for something to happen, a believer knows that their hope is solid, concrete evidence because it is grounded in the Word of God, and we know that God cannot lie.
All right, so let's look at Numbers 23:19 first.
To prove that God cannot lie.
So this is back in the Old Testament, Numbers 23:19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? So he doesn't do those things at all. You know, if he says he's going to do something, he is going to do it, regardless of how you think or how fast you want it done. It may not be done in your timing, but if he says he's going to do it, he will do it.
And we have to remember God's timing is a different timetable, but his timing is always perfect.
Right.
It's always in the right time that we need it. Always. So
let's look at one other scripture also. Let's go back to the New Testament, and we're going to look at it. Hebrews 6:18. And that says, God did this so that by two unchangeable things, by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. And once again, that's Hebrews 6:18. And that's talking about God not being able to lie as well.
So let's continue with the article. Okay. The Christian has a hope that is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And
that's really important. The things that are not seen. That is where our hope lies. Because if you can see it, you know, it's right there in front of you.
Yeah, you don't need hope for it.
Right.
Mm-mm. So that was actually Hebrews 11:1, and we'll find that. We'll go to that in a minute. So the Christian's definition of hope, it is a hope that is like faith. A faith that cannot be moved by circumstances or what the eyes see, because an unseen God is seen in his faithfulness.
I think it's really neat because it talks about faith that cannot be moved by circumstances.
That's right.
Just kind of a little testimony in this. Somebody had shown me a video. Mm-hmm. And this video on YouTube talked about how the Bible and everything in it was pulled from Greek mythology, was pulled from all these, and they made what seemed like logical statements.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't know the word, you could easily fall into this trap of this lie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the person that showed me this, they were convinced this was completely true. Mm-hmm. So I found a video. They showed me this on YouTube. Well, I found a video on YouTube that refuted every single aspect of what this video was showing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it showed biblically. It showed exactly, you know, where they're saying this and why they said it and how it's wrong. Yet this person will not and refuses to watch this video because they are so blinded by this lie that they don't want anything to do. And, of course, this person is an atheist. Mm-hmm. So they don't really they don't want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They think they already know the truth and that
that's all they need.
Yeah, and they won't be so their faith is a faith that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they won't be moved.
Mm-hmm.
And yet my faith, which is based on the word, will not be moved.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not. I could not have refuted these things on my own, but now that I've seen the video, it would be easier for me to refute what they said. So anyway, I just thought if anybody's out there that is having problems with believing the things that they do, or the things that the words say, your faith needs to be unshakable. Your faith needs to not move.
Mm-hmm.
So. Be encouraged when somebody brings something to you that you can't answer. Look it up. Find out what it is. Find out what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
And then present that to them. You know, you take their truth, what they think the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
But when you back it up with the word, that's where the truth lies. That's where your faith should lie, is in the truth.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's how Satan gets to us, is he takes the truth and just mixes a little lie in with it.
Yeah.
Just stretches it out a little. Or, you know, that's what he did to Eve in the garden. He didn't come at her and say, hey, God's not real. He just said, did God really say this? And just to put a doubt in her mind and to shake her faith.
Just a tiny piece of dissension.
Yeah. Just a little, you know, just a little word change.
Yeah.
And it put doubt in her mind, and because she wasn't standing on her faith. So little things like that, you need to have the faith and you need to stand on it. So, the best definition that I have heard of hope is this. This isn't the article, this is me. The best definition I've heard is from Joyce Meyer, and she said it's a confident, joyful expectation that something good is going to happen.
That's a great.
I love that.
That is a great way to look at it.
So let's back that up with some definitions here. Okay? So hope in the Strong's Dictionary is to trust, be confident, or sure. So here we go with trust again. This is another part of it. Hope is also defined in the regular dictionary, as a feeling of expectation and a desire for a certain thing to happen. But it's an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that, I looked up expectation. I wanted to see the definition of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the definition of that is a strong belief that something will happen. So we put all those together and we can see how hope is a confident expectation that something good will happen.
Amen.
Yay! So I love that. And hope and joy go together too. We'll see some of that mixed in later on. So a confident, joyful expectation is a good definition.
So Joyce really hit on the head with that, didn't she?
She did.
And it's almost like she was looking the same things up.
I know. Can you imagine? Joyce Meyer is a great evangelist and teacher. She's a teacher. So if you ever go look anything of hers up, it's amazing. It will speak to you every time your heart is open. She will speak the word of truth into you every time. Okay, so hope at its very basis is found in Hebrews 11:1. We'll start there. And that scripture is, now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see.
Like, once again, we're talking about the things that we do not see. If you see it in front of you, you can't have hope because it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that you do not see, the things that are yet to come. In fact, I was just reminded of this. Back on January 18th, I wrote down this note that somebody had said. It says, the devil cannot stop what you've got. He can only stop what you're waiting on.
Oh, that's good.
And those are things that you can't see, the things that you're waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
That's good. Okay. So I want to reread Hebrews 11:1 with our definition of hope, a confident expectation. Now, faith is confidence in what we confidently expect for, and assurance about what we do not see. So there's confidence and confidence. So that's a pretty sure thing, you know? You're confident.
Confidence and assurance.
I didn't look up confidence. I wonder what that one is. I wonder what that would be. Anyway, maybe Marcus can do that while I'm talking. Okay. So as I said before, we studied in the month of February about trust and faith and belief and things like that. And we did touch on hope a little bit, but I want to study it more. It is so important to our everyday life. I mean, each day we need to start off with hope in our hearts. I don't know how I don't know how people go around without hope. You know, the world is so lost and they don't have the hope we have. And the one thing about hope, it's not like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like happy, happy, joy, joy. It is and it isn't that, because the faith, the hope that the world has is just like wishy-washy, ha, 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 you know, happy, happy, joy, joy. But for the Christian believer, faith, I mean, hope is joy, you know? You do have joy when you have total hope. So, so for me, hope is happy, happy, joy, joy.
So, that's how you like all the time, too.
I know, like, right? Because I have hope all the time. So...
So real quick, let me just the dictionary defines confident as being adjective, and one of them says that having strong belief or full assurance that you're sure.
Assurance.
Another one says sure of oneself, having no uncertainty about one's own abilities, correctness, successfulness, or etc.
Mm-hmm.
Excessive, bold, or presumptuous.
Bold, I like.
Obsolete or trustful. Huh.
Obviously. Now, yeah. Some of these things get really weird. but bold. I like bold. Bold mm-hmm. and confident. Mm-hmm.
Bold and italicized.
Bold. So we need to be, we need to start out each day. Something that Joyce Meyer again said, and I have done every day, is I told the Lord, this was just me, I told the Lord, I want to wake up with his praise on my lips. So the first thing I do when I wake up is like, thank you, God. Thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for just being with me. And then this is what Joyce said. She says this, and I say this every morning now. I totally just lost what I was saying. Okay. Something... What I say in the morning, it's something good is going to happen to me today, and something good is going to happen through me today. Also, I will be blessed by someone today, and I will be a blessing by someone today.
And that's just speaking those into existence.
It is. And it starts my day out. I mean, just like I said, it's hope, it's joy, it's confidence. It plays a huge impact on your attitude. It just gives me a great start to the day. And it's just like I'm waking up and saying, devil, you're not having me, you know. I got God, and that's what I'm going with today.
He's under my feet.
I tell people a lot, I work at a kind of a little grocery store kind of thing. I have customers every day. And I'm just always positive and upbeat, and I just love to talk to them. And I tell them, you know, God bless you every time before they leave. And it's powerful to say God bless you, not just bless you, have a great day. Those are all good things. Right. But
when you interject the word God.
Yeah, that has the power. That's where the power comes from.
Right.
So, but they always ask me, there's so many people are like, why are you so happy? You know, why, what's going on? And I tell them, you know, when you got Jesus, that's all you need to be happy. And it's all in your attitude. And that's, you can choose to have a good day or you can choose to have a bad day.
Right.
It's totally up to you.
I know a lot of times when you just say the word Jesus, that sets people off. You can say God all you want. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times when you say the word Jesus, man, that will set people off and they will get upset.
Yeah.
Because that name, Jesus even said, you know, you will be persecuted
in
for my name.
Mm-hmm.
So when people start doing that, you know, just thank the Lord.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're just doing bless them right. All the more.
You're doing something right.
Okay, so hoping God is the key. We'll say that. Let's go to Romans 15:13. I love the scripture.
Well, can I read it then?
Sorry. Go ahead, please. Sue.
Okay.
No. Hurt? Yeah.
Okay. Romans 15:13 says this. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's an amazing, that is an amazing statement.
Strong.
Yeah.
So, this scripture has all the goodies in it. I love this scripture. It talks about God, hope, joy, peace, trust, and the Holy Spirit. I mean, wow. That is a strong statement.
So that's six things it talks about in one.
In one thing.
Yeah.
One verse, and it's just amazing.
And every one of those six things, man, is just exactly what you need. What you need.
What you need, yeah. I was going to say, God, it's everything you want.
God, hope, joy, peace, trust, and the Holy Spirit.
You can't go wrong with those.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all. So, I want that. I want that every day.
Yeah.
Every day. I want all those.
So, should I sign you up for that?
Sign me up for that.
God. Okay. So, let's look back also. We're in Romans 15 right there. So, let's go back to Romans 5, verse 1. So, if you'll just turn up to that. We're going to be talking about peace and hope right here. So we'll see even more evidence of hope in Romans 5:1.
Yes.
All right. It says, and we're going to go through 5:1 through 5:5. It says, therefore, and you always want to ask, if it has a therefore, you want to ask why it's therefore. So we're fixing to find out. Therefore, since we have justified through faith, since we have been justified through faith. Yeah. You got to read it right, don't you, Marcus? Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of glory and in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance produces character, and character produces hope.
Yay.
And we hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. He's been given to us freely. And if you listen to any of our last 2 months worth about the Holy Spirit, we talk about how when you first believe, you know, you get the Holy Spirit at that point.
You're sealed with the
Holy
Spirit.
You're sealed. But you need to be filled.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to ask the Holy Spirit to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that is important that we have to do as believers, because the Holy Spirit is our helper. And the Holy Spirit is more than just a helper. He does so much.
So much. He leads and guides us. Mm-hmm. He's our counselor, our comforter. He is everything that we need.
And a lot of people are worried, well, if I ask for the Holy Spirit, I'm going to start speaking in weird. You may be. But you know what? That is your spirit. That is that is not your words coming out of your mouth. That is no. That is words from your spirit speaking talking directly to God.
Directly to God.
So it's spirit to spirit. And one of the great things about that is you may not understand it, but guess who else doesn't? The devil doesn't understand it. And when mm-hmm. your spirit prays, it prays perfectly. Mm-hmm. When you have the Holy Spirit, you are one-third. This is what Andrew Womack says. You are one-third wall-to-wall Holy Ghost sealed and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
One-third of you is perfect. That's from his book, Spirit, Soul, and Body.
Yes.
Great book,
He is another teacher and evangelist that really mm-hmm. You need to look up. We have him on our website, don't we?
Yeah. I think so.
I think so.
If not, we should.
We should. If not, we will. We'll do it today.
Don't say today.
No.
Also, if you have never been to our website or you don't know about our website, I mentioned it earlier, but if you're just tuning in, our website is themessengersradio.com. You can also find us on Facebook under The Messengers. Is it The Messengers?
Hang on. I don't know. You set it up.
I set it up. The Messengers, The Space Messengers. And you can find us there. You can also, we're at Messengers Radio on Twitter. And there's all the social things, I guess, we should get out of the way. So, but you are listening, of course, to The Messengers live right here, May 2nd, 2015. On uturnradio.org. And my chair, I keep hitting something, my chair keeps going down.
He's like getting lower and
so
lower.
So it's like the mic is above my head now almost. So I got to stand up and fix this real quick.
Let's go on. I think it's important here to stop and remember that God doesn't cause us to suffer. That is a very, very important thing that all Christians need to know. They need to know the truth, and that is the truth. God doesn't cause us to suffer. We are living in this world, and we're going to have trials.
And the trials are of this world.
Yes, they are. God is not punishing us.
No.
He can't, because in James 1:13, we see that it says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. And we saw earlier that God can't lie, so he can't tempt us. But in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
And that's what's important is, you know, this world will tell you there's no way out of this. Doctors will tell you you cannot be healed.
Yeah.
People will tell you you can't make it through this.
Mm-hmm.
But like it says right here, it says it is right here, 1 Corinthians 10:13, God will always provide a way for you to get out of it
mm-hmm.
so that you can endure it. You can go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And he will always go through it with you.
Mm-hmm.
What about, let's look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were thrown into the fiery furnace. You know, they wouldn't bow down to that statue. And, the king got upset.
Yeah.
And he made the fiery furnace hotter than they've ever made it before. I think three or four times hotter than normal.
I don't remember.
And even the guards were getting killed.
They died.
They died because they got they got too close to it. But
to open the door.
Yeah.
They died when they opened the door.
So they threw these three kids in there, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they looked in it and said, oh, I thought we threw three people in there. There's a fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one looks like the Son of Man.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? It's exactly who it was.
That's right.
How did they know it was the Son of Man? That's my question.
Yeah, because they didn't. I mean, this was the Old Testament.
Yeah.
They didn't even know. They didn't even know who they were talking about. So
God made a way for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to not only get through that, but to endure it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came out of that fire furnace, it says that none of their clothes, their hair, their face, it seemed like they just
wasn't
walking.
Even singed.
Right.
It wasn't, they didn't smell like smoke.
So amazing.
Yes.
And there are so many different places in the Bible that will show you how God brings people through things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, David's another one. Read 1 and 2 Samuel, man. Wow.
Kings.
You know,
yeah.
And Kings,
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So what Satan means for evil, like we've been talking about, mm-hmm. God turns to good. That's what he does all the time. We do still get the good things in trials when we hope in the Lord. And remember what those good things were? We get perseverance, character, and hope. So right. Take that, Satan. We
take
get
that
it all.
Devil. There's a song we play on the radio by the family. Who is it? The family worship choir. It says, "You really been good to me." I said, "Lord, Lord, Lord, you really been good to me." But he keeps saying, "Take that, devil!" Man, every time I hear that, man, I just want to stand up and say, "Yeah, take that, devil!" I get excited about that.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a song for you right now. And this is a song by Third Day. It's off the Offering CD, and it's called "My Hope Is in You." So we want to, we hope this really ministers to you. And what we're talking about right now is hope. Mm-hmm. We hope we're really starting to get through to you. We got a couple more weeks of this talking about hope, but
yeah.
We really hope that that you're getting something out of this. So just listen to this awesome song, "My Hope Is in You" by Third Day.
Help is you.
My hope? Help?
Hope.
And if I can get this started. All right, here we go.
To you alone, I lift my soul. In you, oh God, I place my trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Don't let my enemies triumph over me. My hope is in you. Show me your way. Yeah.
by Third Day. Great song. Man, we love that. We love Third Day. They're a great band. So is your hope truly in him? Do you have a confident expectation that things will take place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Confident, joyful expectation.
Joyful, absolutely. Got to have joy in there because, man, if you don't have joy and peace, you don't have anything, do you?
Yeah, there's nothing to hope for.
Right. And all that hope, so, joy, and peace, everything comes from the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's take a quick look right now at Romans 12:12, and we're going to wrap things up. We got about, 15 minutes left?
Yeah.
So we want to make sure at the very end that we have time to offer people out there that are listening or may listen to the archives the ability to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior and also receive the filling of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So let's quickly look at Romans 12:12. It says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer.
And that said, be joyful in hope.
In
hope. And patient in affliction. And faithful in prayer. So you have to do these things. You have to act this way while you're doing something.
Right.
We see in Romans 12:12, there are three things that we have to do when we're in a trial. First, we need to be joyful in hope. Talked a lot about that today, joy and hope. So when people say, oh, you're just keeping your spirits up, it's not just a saying, it's a way of life.
And see, not only that, but they're saying spirits.
Yeah.
How many spirits are in you? You know, and a lot of people will say spirits. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the spirits around you. You know, mm-hmm. There's only one spirit. So that's just interesting. I thought it was kind of interesting. It just kind of came to me as you said spirits. Because I know a lot of times people will say spirits. They'll
keep
say
your
it in a plural.
Up. Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, and they don't know. So in adversity, we need to praise the Lord and be joyful in hope, our confident, joyful expectation that something good will happen.
You almost said joyful.
I almost said joyful, didn't I? Joyful.
Maybe that could be something that she could use, Joyce Myers. Be joyful today. Watch my show and listen to my teachings.
But truthfully, it drives the enemy crazy when you are joyful and you praise the Lord. And when you're having a bad day, man, that is the only thing you can do to get you better. Just praise the Lord. And when you rejoice and live in hope, your problems shrink down to size. And nothing is too big for hope.
Amen.
No problem you have is too
That's
big
right.
for hope.
Hallelujah. That's such a... That right there is probably one of the best statements we've made today.
Yeah.
You know,
and
that's something that you wrote. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just something from an article, you know, and it's...
This is all from the Holy Spirit. Usually what we do is... we start on something like hope, and then I start writing. Mm-hmm. I'll find different scriptures, but I'm an author, and so I write a lot, and so I just let the Holy Spirit flow through me. So these are His words, not mine. Mm-hmm. These are really what He wanted to say to you today personally, and let us speak His words.
So if there's one thing we want you to take out of the day is nothing is too big for hope.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I get a hallelujah out there, somebody?
Hallelujah!
That's great.
Okay, so we also see that we need to be patient and faithful in prayer. Having a prayer life with God is one of the most important things you can do as a Christian. And as we learned last month, praying in the Holy Spirit is the best way to go. But truthfully, any way you pray is pleasing to God.
Unless it's against His will.
Yeah, you should not pray against
Him. Don't ever do that.
His will. No. that doesn't make Him happy. So these three things combined will send the devil packing and get you some perseverance, character, and hope.
Hope.
So just remember that, like I said, I was saying earlier, when you rejoice and live in hope, your problems shrink down to size. But your problems when you live in hope and joy and when you praise the Lord, they go down to nothing. I mean, you can eliminate them when you praise God and you're in prayer and things like that. There's just it just goes away. Nothing is too big for hope. So, I think we will let Marcus take over right now.
Pastor Kevin just texted me. Hallelujah! Thank you for listening, Pastor.
Yes, we just to let people know, we go to the Father's house.
Yes, in Decatur, Texas.
Yes.
And should I go through the whole? It's at 4337 U.S. Highway 380, Decatur, Texas, 76234. It is Pastor Kevin Casey. Our phone number there is 940-627-5365. If you'd like to visit our website, it is www.tfh, that's the Father's House, tfhpeople.com.
Wow. All right.
That was pretty cheesy.
And we want you to know that's where we go, but we don't expect you to have to go there. We want you to find a Bible-believing church in your area. That's where our heart is. We want you to get plugged into your community. So, that is where our heart is. Our heart is for you. And the best thing for you to do.
Absolutely. Okay. So, people that are listening out there at the archive, it's important that we tell you what the Bible says, okay? And that's one thing we're always going to be truthful to you about, is what the Bible says. So if you have never, ever asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, or you have and you just need to rededicate yourself because you've fallen away. I've done this before in the past.
Me too.
I've fallen away. I've stopped focusing on the Lord. And but I'll tell you what, I was miserable.
Yeah.
So, if you have never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you just want to rededicate your life right now because you've been walking, or because you walked away, you backslid, is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to lead you in a prayer. So if you have never received Jesus as your Lord, though, I want you to know that the decision you're making right now is an eternal decision. This is not just while you're on earth. This is going to be an eternal decision, and it's important that you not only make the decision and have a heart change and repent of your sins, but it's also important that you continue learning what the Word says. And we want to disciple you. We want to help you continue learning. We want to get you in a church that's going to continue to help you to grow. We will do everything we can to help you.
We have materials to send you and everything.
So if you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now, I want you to I want you just to listen to what I have to say. So this is what the Word of God says, okay? This is in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. And I'm reading out of the New International Version. It says, if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen.
And verse 10 says, for it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth you confess and are saved. Now, if you skip down a little bit to verse 13, it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I almost said shall, but will be saved. So it's important. This is an eternal decision that you're making. And one of the things that I always have in my emails at the very end, my little signature, is eternity is a long time to have the wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure you have the right answer. So I'd like to lead you in a prayer. And it's by God's grace that's already been done. It's already been provided for you for salvation. Your part right now is to simply believe and receive.
Amen.
So if you're ready to do this, I want you to say this. I don't care where you're at. You know, if we are before the Lord, and Jesus says, if you will confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want you to do is say this prayer out loud. Say, Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead, and by faith, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Amen.
And right now, if you prayed that, we want to hear from you. We want to help you. We want you to, we want you to get in a good Bible-believing church.
Yes.
We want you to grow. We want you to be doing the same thing. You have a testimony that you've gone through that can help somebody else. Don't ever underestimate your place in the kingdom. Because if you pray that, you are in the kingdom.
Yes.
And you need to have a heart change. And you need to pray that from the heart and mean it.
Yes.
So the very moment that you committed your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of his word instantly comes to pass in your spirit. And now that now you're born again. And that means that that's a brand new you. And you have the Holy Spirit right now.
Right now.
But like we said earlier, if you have never asked for the filling of the Holy Spirit, these are the people I want to talk to right now. As a child, the Father wants to give you the supernatural power you need to lead this new life. So in Luke 11, verses 10 and verses 13, it says, "Everyone that asks, receive, and he that seeks, finds, and to him that knocks, it shall be opened. If you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?"
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may be young, you may not have children, but if you do, you'll understand what this means. You want to give everything to your children that is the best in the world.
Mm-hmm. Or even a friend or a loved one. You want to give good gifts to people.
Right. So if you want to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit, all you have to do, just like we said earlier, all you have to do is ask, believe, and receive. So if you'd like to receive him right now, I'd like for you to pray this out loud. Say, "Father, I recognize my need for your power to live this new life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. By faith, I receive it right now. Thank you for baptizing me. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life." Amen.
Amen.
And if you prayed that, we've got stuff for you to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want to congratulate you.
Yes.
You know, and you may or may not start speaking in what they call tongues or speaking in a heavenly language.
The Holy Spirit.
If you do, don't stop it. Okay? Because it's important that, like we said earlier, the devil doesn't understand what you're saying, even mm-hmm. though you don't. The mm-hmm. devil doesn't understand either, but your spirit understands it, and your spirit is speaking directly to God. Your spirit knows exactly what to say.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit is praying in a divine and a perfect language.
And that's how God speaks to you, too, is mm-hmm. through the Holy Spirit. You'll get revelations and things like that, and that's through the Holy Spirit in you God.
In fact, if you look at 1 Corinthians 14:14, it says this, "For I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful." It's because, and when your mind is unfruitful, that means that you don't understand it. So, you know, if we're going to tell you something, we're going to try to do our best we can to back it up with the word. So as you speak out loud by faith, you're releasing God's power from within you, and building yourself up in your spirit. So if we also look at 1 Corinthians 14:4, it says, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church."
Mm-hmm.
And you can do this wherever or whenever you like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you listen to Ronnie Shelby, he'll do it in the middle of his, he'll just start, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit will just give him the utterance. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It's an amazing thing. So anyway, we want to thank everybody for listening today.
Yes.
We hope that this word has touched you and has changed you in a little bit or even a whole lot.
Yes.
Let us know. Go to our website, themessengersradio.com, or go to uturnradio.org. Listen to some of our archives or even this archive if you weren't able to listen today. We got about 5 seconds, so I want to thank everybody again.
Yes,
want to say
thank
anything?
You guys. We love you. Have a great day.
Go to church somewhere.